Many of our accent reduction clients seeking to improve their American accent ask about using the words gonna instead of going to, wanna for want to, and kinda for kind of. Some are quite opposed to using them. Here's my take when it's okay to use words like gonna, wanna, and kinda, and when you should avoid them. The American English accent is full of contractions. In your years of studying English and listening to native-born English speakers, you may have heard many contractions used. Contractions include, for example, I'll for I will, what's for what is, and won't for will not. They are often associated with a more casual speaking style and are typically avoided in formal writing. The main thing that makes Group 1, the gonna, wanna, kinda group, different from Group 2, the I'll, what's, won't group, is the fact that in Group 1, the end of the word is neutralized. This neutralization, technically speaking, can be described as a schwa, or a very neutral sound replacing a long vowel or consonant. This makes the omission sound more obvious. The more obvious the articulatory omissions, the more casual the speech ends up sounding. Listen to these Group 1 contrasts. The first example is the phrase with the contraction. The second one is the phrase without the contraction. Notice how much more natural the first version of each pair sounds. I really want to do that versus I really want to do that. Are you going to help me or not? Versus are you going to help me or not? I kind of feel the same way versus I kind of feel the same way. In Group 2 type contractions, the omission usually occurs in the middle of the two words, resulting in a less obvious articulatory omission. In fact, Group 2 contractions are desirable in American accented speech. If you use them, you will sound more like a native English speaker. But when is casual too casual? Speaking too casually might bring on associations of sounding lazy, mumbling, or even speaking poor English. Well, the news is that most well-spoken native-born Americans do use gonna, wanna, and kinda. Listen to a good speaker on TV or on a podcast or radio station who is engaging and entertaining, and I guarantee he or she is using them. Even the President of the United States uses them. Here are some guidelines on how to use gonna, wanna, and kinda. When it's okay. 1. When your audience is very familiar and friendly, for example, friends or colleagues on your team or a boss who thinks well of you. 2. When your discourse is moving quickly during parts of sentences that do not contain important or operative keywords. 3. When you're speaking naturally and just want to sound like a regular human. When it's best to avoid them. 1. While you're thinking and pausing to buy yourself time. I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'm kinda... 2. While speaking slowly. The whole point of contractions is to make speech more fluent and move forward more rapidly toward keywords and ideas. If you are speaking slowly and have time to say going to, don't say gonna. 3. When you are in a formal speaking situation like a job or other serious interview, or perhaps narrating a documentary or delivering a somber speech, avoid gonna, wanna, and kinda.